The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In Psalm 23, which is always seems to be picked by those who for funerals, it's very meaningful. But that psalm, it's God who is the shepherd. It's not Jesus. It's God who is the shepherd. But in the reading of John's gospel, Jesus plays that role. Now, I'd like to talk about our spiritual journey. The spiritual journey is often imagined as being primarily about following, be it a way of life, a way of truth, a teaching, or a teacher. And the early Christians were people who were known as the Way before they were known as Christians. They were known as the Way. They were followers of the Christ as Jesus showed them how to do it, how to live the Christ life. This being so, the metaphor of the gospel of the Good Shepherd leading the sheep makes a lot of sense. A few verses further in John's gospel, Jesus is presented as saying, "I am the Good Shepherd." That's fine. And I'm convinced that Jesus is indeed a very trustworthy leader. I mean, I've given my life to following him and his teaching. But at the same time, I know that it's unlikely that Jesus ever said the words in the gospel. I've had too good of an education, I guess, in scripture. But that's a good thing, because there are parts of this gospel and also of the synoptic gospels that are actually nasty, to put it mildly. You see, the author of John's gospel, or rather the authors, it's believed by some scripture scholars that it was done by more than one hand in there, tell us that there was more than one, but put the words on the lips of Jesus. And they had pretty large bone to pick with their Jewish brothers and sisters who didn't believe, as they did, that Jesus was the Messiah. Most Jews didn't. But this Jonanine community had likely been banned from the synagogue for this belief. And they were not pleased, to say the least, to be excommunicated and bounced out. So the community had likely been been banned, sometimes John's gospel, it soars with great spiritual insights. It's a mystical gospel. I love it. It's one of my favorites. One of my four favorites. But it's my favorite when it's not trashing their fellow Jews and spurring out hatred and condemnation that is in the text. Maybe you aren't aware of it, but it's there today. Not that those on the other side of the aisle were any better, but mind you, of Jesus' teaching that you're to love your enemies, to do good to those who hate you. I am a big proponent that one has to be aware of the author's bias and what the historical context is whenever one is reading not only this gospel, but all the books in the Bible, all the writings, in order to avoid misinterpretations that can lead to horrendous consequences. And it has, when taken out of context. You see today that in John's gospel, Jesus is presented as the only valid gatekeeper, the only one. These other shepherds, spiritual leaders, and in particular, fellow Jews, are called thieves and bandits, as it says in verse 10. They came only to do what? To steal and to kill and destroy. Sadly, countless generations of Christians have used this passage to invalidate other religious paths to God. Not only that, but the early church fathers, and some of them saints, used this passages like this in John and other passages to invalidate and persecute fellow Christians, Christian leaders that they regarded as heretics. So it's no secret that the church, sadly, has a shameful history of persecuting Jews, as well as torturing and burning their own at one point. Today, anti-Semitism is alive and well in our country and in other places. There's an ad on TV, and this is where reason why this kind of sparked what I wanted to say here. There's an ad in the TV that I saw called Stand Up for Jews. Stand up for them. I'm standing up for the Jewish people. They make up 2.4% of our population. 2.4% of our population. Yet 55% of hate crimes are against Jews. Hatred, violence, and exclusion is a disease that can affect religion, any and all religions, including our own, sadly. All right, end of the scripture lesson. Let's get to the homily. Truth be told, all of us need a good shepherd in our lives, throughout our lives, to give us wise and good spiritual direction when we're growing up. I've certainly had many good shepherds in my life to help me navigate challenging times when I struggled with my faith and I felt like giving up on the God who appeared to be absent in my life. When I faced my doubts, when facing grief, when facing hopelessness. You know, hopefully you have found the right spiritual guides throughout your lives. But I must say that at some point it becomes, I think, a natural evolutionary step to find our own inner shepherd. Because the Spirit dwells in all of us. To find that inner shepherd, I truly believe that if one's religion keeps you in the role of sheep for a lifetime, that's not from God. That's certainly not in the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit that was in Jesus is in you and in me. And that Spirit calls us all to evolve. You know, as I celebrate my 40th year of ordination, I can only say that I have arrived at a place in my life following that spiritual guide, that spiritual inner spiritual good shepherd, where I am both spiritually and theologically content. That Psalm 23 has a lot of meaning to me. It expresses my belief that goodness and kindness have followed me all the days of my life, even when I was unaware of it. My journey has always been along the Christ path into the mystery of God and continues to be an ever-deepening reality. You see, the Lord continues to be my good shepherd, and my faith, I believe, is stronger now than it's ever been in my life. And yet, I have fewer beliefs. The older I get, the less beliefs I have. But the more faith, it seems, I have. By the grace of God, I am more deeply committed to my Christ and to my path, and to my faith, my vocation, than I ever have been. My commitment is, however, to a new understanding of both Christ and Christianity. It is a Christianity that cannot be contained by or expressed only through traditional language or liturgical rites, and it has no separating boundaries and barriers to it. I think I'm also at the stage of my life where I have absolutely no desire to find certainty and security, religious security, which seems that's what people want more than anything else today. But I'll leave that for others to discover. I have no desire to find it. You know, life, I have come to see, is truly a cup that is continually filling up and flowing over, as the psalm says, because this is just what the universe is doing every moment, is filling up and flowing over. Just take time to meditate and watch it. I chose to live in an unbounded joy of embracing the radical insecurity that is the nature of human life. And by doing so, discover that I am in fact walking the Christ path when I'm doing that. I also have no desire to walk in any other faith tradition. I have no desire. I've discovered, however, that if I walk the Christ path deeply enough and far enough, it will lead me beyond anything I now know about Christianity. My good shepherd Jesus, he walked beyond the boundaries of his religion into a new vision of God. That's what I've tried to do, and that's what I want to celebrate. You see, God is ultimate, whereas Christianity is not. And yet, the only way I know how to walk into this ultimacy of God is to walk through Christianity. My friends, I can say honestly, with deep conviction, that I am who I am because of my relationship with Jesus, the risen one. And that is through him that the meaning of what I call God has been opened up to me. It is this Jesus that shows me how to be and how to live without boundaries. It is this Jesus who shows me how to love without limits. It's this Jesus who, by dying for what he preached and lived for and died for, shows me how to have courage to be all that I am meant to be and where my inner shepherd is leading me. My brothers and sisters, my prayer and my hope is that you have or you will awaken to the startling fact that you are an occasion of that which you are seeking, else you wouldn't be here. And that with that knowledge that you have and that wisdom that you have, you become a good shepherd to others, leading them into the heart and the mind of God, hopefully along the Christ path. So may goodness and kindness continue to follow you all the days of your life.